Another question that occurred to me as you were just sort of chatting about this, you know, real shift towards novel agents is where chemoimmunotherapy is going to fit in, particularly in the relapse setting. What do you see happening in the future? I mean, people are saying chemo is out, but is it really chemo is out first line, but it's going to be coming in more in relapse disease?
Great question. Absolutely no data available to support use of chemo following novel agents. What we're finding from our studies is that once a patient seems to go on this track of getting a novel agent or an antibody, there are very few oncologists who are then switching back to chemo. So I have all these patients in our database who got Obinna, then ibrutinib, then idelalisib, then venetoclax. You know, four lines of therapy later, the expectations that chemotherapy would work well are unknown. I think that these registries that are ongoing, and there's several, the ones I mentioned, the INFORM CLL, the CORE CLL, are all trying to capture these patients who go on to chemo post. But from the clinical trials, once you come off drug, you're censored, so we never know what they get anyway. But I certainly am keeping it in my back pocket. And for anyone who's IGHV mutated, for example, and require a drug, and they don't have a novel agent option, I'm definitely not excluding the use of chemotherapy for those patients.
I think, you know, I guess we should have mentioned, though, in terms of the FCR versus the ibrutinib, that I guess it's not really clear in the mutated patients kind of whether there's a difference.
Correct. The hazard ratio, I think, was something like 0.47. So it was favoring the ibrutinib, but it was not significant. And that's also true with ibrutinib versus BR. And that's also true with ibrutinib versus obinachlorambucil. The same is true for Ven. There's no significant advantage that's been detected yet in the mutated patients. So it's totally open question for discussion and debate.